Proclamation number 0939 of 31st of May, 1939. Consequences of spiritual backwardness. People's spiritual state is far more alarming than you believe, for you still walk along with great peace of mind where you would have to turn away in horror if you wanted to recognize the spiritual state correctly. And it is of utmost importance for you to receive enlightenment as to the consequences of your backwardness. You attach almost no importance to spiritual higher development in earthly life but only pay attention to the body and its desires, but you don't pay attention to the soul and don't know how dreadful the effects of your sluggishness are for the soul, how no salvation can be brought to you other than that the danger which threatens you physically and mentally is so vividly brought before your eyes. You look back on your life at the end of days without any satisfaction, for it brought you no progress whatsoever, and all suffering on earth is small compared to the great suffering which now awaits you on the other side. And it would be easy for you to take part in all spiritual work if you only hold this latter in front of yourselves. Life demands total commitment if you want to master it and rise to the lordship over all useless weaklings who shy away from the struggle for life. In the same way, the spiritual life always only demands mindfulness, determination and utmost trustfulness. But then you will also overcome earthly life and an eternal life in all glory will beckon to you. You will then, instead of serving, be able to rule over the spiritually unfit weaklings, you will be able to rule over the spiritually unfit or arrogant souls in the beyond. It will bring you unspeakable delight to look back at life and to be fully aware that it was used correctly for spiritual progress. You will realize that only the knowledge of spiritual things can weigh in the balance, and earthly knowledge is valued at zero by the Divine Savior and Redeemer. You will accept all offered spiritual things as pure truth and seek to enrich yourselves with treasures of all kinds which, however, only let love for God and your neighbor arise in you and are therefore purest spiritual possessions, for all earthly endeavors will be recognized as useless and worthless at the end of days. And such recognition will let people die in remorse and self-reproach. This feeling of remorse cannot be chased away arbitrarily, but endless times gnaw at the person when he has left earthly life. And therefore, again and again he will receive instructions during his lifetime to prevent him from having to perish in the beyond under suffering and remorse. And humanity should pay attention to this and only try a little to give an account of how far it contributes to promoting the spiritual state itself, and then compete to still reach the highest possible level of perfection on earth. This struggle is certainly difficult, but of such unspeakably beneficial influence, since it gives man the opportunity to leave earth as a being of light and enter the kingdom of the beyond. For everything the Father in heaven gives is a sign of his steadfast love, which wants to protect you from severe suffering and therefore sends his grace to people in abundance, so that everyone will receive what he needs to strengthen his spirit. Amen.